Okay. Is that Jonathan?
Yes, it is. Good morning,
Okay.
Joanne.
Good morning. Anything you want to say at the outset?
No, I believe we have addressed the pending comments. The only thing I would like to respond to is the Parks and Recreation comments
Let's just go ahead
that.
and do that when we get to Parks and Rec. It'll be a
Okay.
little bit more efficient.
Thank you. No, I think we've wrapped up everything that was pending for this final sign-off.
Okay, thank you. Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. We're on three. Yeah, okay. Make sure I got the right one up. I have no objections to this one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code Enforcement.
No comments for code enforcement.
Parks and Rec.
Hi, this is Bonnie with Parks and Rec. So the comments in here say that there are not landscaping calculations for trees included on the landscape plan. I opened up the landscape plan and there are trees included on here for street tree calculations. That being said, though, it appears that some of the street trees have been kind of double counted for each frontage, and some of them are also desert willow, which at forestry we don't particularly like seeing desert willow as a street tree. Is there justification for that?
Thank you, Bonnie. Yes, we specifically use desert willow because of the low overhead power lines. So that was actually a correction on our last hearing, or possibly actually the one before that. So we did that intentionally.
Okay.
The landscape architects use those to address those low overhead power lines and to avoid any interference in the future.
Great. Yeah. Just for future, I think it's okay for now, just because you've already been told that this is okay. But just in the future, if we could just try to not use desert willow, they wind up being a conflict with sidewalks, and a maintenance issue in general. So just in the future, try and use something else like golden rain tree. I see that you have the pink pom poms, red buds in here. Those are doing well in the heat, so good choice. But yeah, it looks like there's only one parking lot tree where it says in the calculations that two are required and three were provided, but I guess some of these are being doubled up for their requirements.
I'm seeing more than one parking lot tree, but that would be one per 10 spaces is the requirement for the parking lot. And so I am seeing two on the landscape plan for the parking lot area.
Can we bring that landscape plan up? I just want to confirm this. It's been a little bit for me since I've been in a DFT meeting.
Yes, I'll pull it
Okay.
now.
So I don't,
Yeah,
Hannah,
if you
maybe
can
you can
do it
help me out with
quickly.
this. Okay. So the one that I'm seeing is right smack in the middle of the landscape plan. Which other trees are being counted as parking lot trees?
Are you seeing the tree there in the southwest corner?
Yes. I thought that was counting towards the frontage on Manal.
Well, we already have two trees on the frontage of Manal there. So
Existing.
no, there on the landscape plan there's three trees shown right there along Manal.
And four street trees
One,
are.
oh, there's two. I'm sorry. There is two that are actually parallel with Manal on the street, and then we have one that's in the southwest corner, within the property boundaries.
Okay, I'm going to defer to Hannah here. Hannah, I can't remember off the top of my head, and I'm not going to sort through the IDO right now, but can they double count street tree frontage or frontage for street trees? Can they double count that with their parking requirements? Because that's kind of what appears is happening here.
I need to look that up, but I think if there are overlaps, that may be possible
Okay.
that they, yeah, I think
Let's,
so, but I will
yeah.
double check that.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily something we need to discuss, right here, right now, but let's just look into that again and double check. Because I don't want to double count things if we can't, technically.
Okay, we'll look at that.
And I'll look into that also.
Thank you, Bonnie,
Okay,
for bringing
is
that
that
up.
everything, Mr.
That
Hsu?
is it for us.
Okay, we're going to move to hydrology.
The Guangzhou Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of January 18th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Stormy Ho, Transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated September 5th, 2023. We have no objection. Please note, right-of-way dedication or sidewalk easement is required at the northeast corner of the property as public sidewalk must be contained in right-of-way or within an easement.
Thank you.
Okay, planning, Mr. Ibarra.
Yes, good morning. From the last time that I reviewed this request, three items were mentioned. And it seems like for the submittal, they complied with adding the project number and the application number to the plat. Also, it was mentioned that the species were supposed to be replaced. They did that because of the overhead electrical lines distribution. And then also some last landscape requirements. As far as the trees, just like they said, we're just gonna have to look at the count at this time. But other than that, I mean, those are all the comments that I had pretty much checked for.
Okay. I do notice in these comments that other trees were recommended. Jonathan, last comment sheet, or I don't know if it's this comment sheet. So just take a double check on those trees that are recommended to be under the power lines instead of the desert willow, because I think Miss Strange has a good point about that. If you watch those desert willows grow over time, they get very bulky and also very tall. So if you would just mind taking a relook at that. And then I see some notes here, Mr. Ibarra, where you're saying, clarify how they're meeting the use specific or the facade standards and queuing lanes. Is that settled?
It is because they provided
Okay.
the site plan, yes.
Okay. Yeah, then those comments should be updated if they've been settled. Okay. So it sounds like you're very close, Mr. Turner. You're not quite there, but stay in touch with Marcelo. He'll be doing your notice of decision for this case when it's a little bit closer to having some of those comments met on. I guess they're mostly planning comments and parks comments.
Joe and Jolene, we may be a little. I'm confused. I'm not sure which pending comments are preventing final sign off because we, the best of our knowledge, we changed out the trees for the second time, and put pink pom poms along the site instead of the red buds, which was what we had last time. I
Okay,
think that
so
thought that was
Mr.
the major issue.
Turner,
Yes.
I'm not going to kind of debate some of these comments with you, but if you will just work with Marcelo as your lead and just go through those last set of comments that you heard today and just get things resolved.
Okay.
Okay, and Ms. Strange?
Yes, I just put in the chat overlapping requirements, so we'll definitely double check on those. And then just to follow up on the desert willow, minimum clearance of 7 foot overhead, overhanging on a sidewalk. So, typically that's kind of a maintenance thing. It's up to the owner if they want to maintain that. Desert willow has a tendency to grow lower than 7 feet over sidewalks. A good replacement that forestry could recommend would be a Russian hawthorn. They're fairly compact. They're doing really great in the heat. So just a thought. And that's all from me.
Okay, thank you. So follow up with Mr. Ibarra and you'll be you're very close to getting your approval. Okay, we have deferred item number 4 for today. We will go to item number 5, PR 2024-10269. And by the way, we're moving from items for action, and everything else we're looking at today are prior to reviews prior to an actual application. So anything that is said in these reviews is not giving you any approval. It's just discussing what you might submit, and occasionally people.